City Council Work Session of June 23rd, 2010 is called to order at 5:06 p.m. We'll now do roll call. Go ahead and start with the city manager.
Here.
Mayor Shield.
Councilor McAfee here.
Administrator Assistant Patty Morgan.
City Recorder Luana Damabell.
Councilor Barbara Hedges.
Councilor Glenn Greiner.
All right, and we have all the staff and council here. We'll see. The attorney's on vacation, probably would not have been required to attend this meeting anyway. All right, we have a city manager report.
Okay, well, thanks, everyone, for letting me come back again. I have met all of you individually over the last couple weeks. So that's been good, and I've spent either a half hour, an hour or so visiting, so I have kind of a feel for what, you know, your different takes on things are and those kinds of things. My tasks that you kind of left according to League Guardian Cities and all the different things was you want me to prioritize and work on what you would call City Hall. All the things involving kind of the structure, the foundation of City Hall and government and how we run. And you all seem to kind of basically think that's true. And then I work on all the sidebars that get thrown at you, and then I have to divert some, and you know, you just can't take them all because it's a part-time job. So what I thought tonight, if we would spend an hour and a half, because our agenda was kind of small, so I thought we could go to 6:30, but if we're done early, that's fine. And then I've advertised our meeting for 6:30 tonight, that's correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so that was a little bit of a change, but I thought that was okay because we need to spend more time talking about stuff. You can already see, I had us back at a table during a work session, so that we kind of look at each other, and it's a little more informal, and that's the idea of a work session, is that you have a chance to visit and talk, and when you get to your regular meetings, those are obviously more formal, and you know, you kind of march through things, and so on. So these are just some ideas, some topics I have for tonight, and obviously this may take plenty of our time, but this really does deal more with what I would call City Hall. First, the office hours, and I have told a couple of you this when we've talked. I think we need to be open 8 to 5, or 9 to 5, 40 hours a week. We have the staff to do it. There's no reason for us not to do it, and that's pretty basic. And I've talked to our staff about it, and they were actually very agreeable to it, and give a credit to both of them. We sat and have talked about it and went back and forth, so the idea is they would stagger lunches, which they've been doing, and probably Luana would come in at 8 or 7:30, whenever she comes in now, but the office would open at 9, so that would give her an hour to you know, kind of get things going in the morning, and then go home about 4, and it would appear to your past practices to avoid overtime, especially with Patty, was to, you know, they go home earlier, they use Friday as this kind of balancing day. Mm-hmm. Is that right? To kind of avoid overtime. So what I said is Patty would come by 9 and go home at 5. If she was running over or short, she could come at 8:30, you know. But we would be open from 9 to 5. And they'll kind of know by Wednesday or Thursday how they're doing on the overtime for that week. And it could be that Luana stays late that day and Patty goes home. But it's a small office. There's only 3 of us. Mm-hmm. 2.5 of us. And so it really doesn't take any big structuring plan. So if the council's okay with us being open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, unless I hear any objections, I'd like to start that right after, like, the 6th of July, right after the 1st, because 5th is a holiday. Mm-hmm. So, and you got your big celebration on Friday, and I know people are busy doing things, so I was thinking that starting that on Tuesday the 6th, we would repost our hours and be 9 to 5. Is that okay?
Yeah, good.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. The employee handbook, you didn't have any employee policies, and I'm not giving you a copy yet because it's not ready for preliminary time, let alone prime time. They start out at 80 pages. But that gets into stuff that doesn't fit Lapine. And I got this from the city-county insurance, because, you know, they're the ones that handle us for liability, and I think they know how to keep us out of trouble. Mm-hmm. But it gets into PERS, which we don't do PERS. It gets into unions and just all kinds of stuff. So I have been cutting and cutting, and it's just very detailed. So I got it down. Jeremy and I decided about 25 pages ought to get us through an employee manual that it, for a city of 2 employees. And we may have 2 or 3 more down the road, but so my plan is I have went through and cut and cut and cut and changed, and I lapined it all over. And I have to go through and re-lapine it again. And then the staff and I are going to look at it to just kind of go through some questions they've already got. Then Jeremy will look at it. What I'm trying to do is reduce our legal bills. Mm-hmm. So by me doing all this, of course, that's why you hired me. So then the tighter I get it to Jeremy, the easier. Then he will add and do his legal things. We may need to add paragraphs, take out some things. Then I'll relook at it again, and then I plan on drafting it out to you guys. I think we'll put it in a 3-ring binder so you can turn the pages nice. And you'll need some time to spend. I thought we'd have a couple work sessions on it.
Okay.
Seth? Mm-hmm. Probably Jeremy's going to want 2 weeks. I know. Mm-hmm. He's on vacation now, so this is probably going to come out to you either the end of July meeting or the 1st of August. Then we could have a work session on it and go through and highlight things, because you're going to have changes that you want.
Now did you incorporate the existing policies that we have, like the grievance policy and what other policies?
Not the grievance. I took the PTO. Yeah, because that was totally different. The way you guys do the personal time off and all of that. I incorporated all that and kind of had to try to fit it in there. Some of your policies are in. So I did not take your other policies and put them in. We talked like vacation, or excuse me, holiday pay, holidays. They told me, they gave me the list of holidays that you guys go with. Then I took what they had here and I, you know, so there's probably some of both. And then when you guys can, when Jeremy looks at it, and if you want some things added, subtracted.
So what does that mean that you didn't include it? So they are standalone policies, and then
those policies would be repealed. I mean, this will become the new employee handbook.
Oh, okay.
So the old ones would be gone. I can look at. I didn't think there were too many policies. This has a whole grievance, and this is approved by the League of Oregon Cities and the insurance people that keeps you out of legal trouble. So, I left the grievance rules in here that they have, because they've been tested.
Okay, because we went through a whole procedure, a whole policy discussion. I think Jeremy had it for a few weeks.
So, you guys, when you get this, anything you go through and add and subtract what you want. I'm not going to get it written the way you want it. I'm just taking it and going from there.
Yeah, we can compare what's there with what we already have. And mix and match if you want.
If you guys want me to try to incorporate the grievance policy and take out what's in here and put the other one in, I can do that.
I'd like to be able to make the comparison, I think.
You'll be able to set your grievance policy down and look at this. Mm-hmm. And you may find a paragraph you like or a paragraph you don't like.
Okay.
This is a pretty open process, but you want it. This is going to be here for a few years. They don't change them too often. You amend them in things. But this is just at the early stages. Sometime 6 weeks from now, probably, is when you guys would see it. And in the meantime, and I will go look at the grievance policy to see how different they are for you. Because
one thing that I'd be concerned about is I want to make sure that there's wording in there that keeps us out of trouble. That's the big thing to me. whether it comes from what we wrote or whether it comes from what's in there. I just want the city to be kept out of the problem.
Yeah. And that's why I took the your insurance company, because they're the ones that pay a lot of suits if you lose. And I figured that they know, they're going to care more than anybody. Because, you know, there's several templates of personnel policies. Mm-hmm. And after looking at them, I thought that theirs was probably the one to start with. Because they're going to defend you.
Well, sounds good.
That was the basis. So anyway, I've been working on that a lot. Then the council rules and procedures, I haven't started into that, but I'm going to start marking that up because it's things like requiring an attorney here for every meeting, which we don't need. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go through that thing and mark and highlight things either A, it doesn't appear you're doing now, even though it may be a policy, or some policies that I think you know that we want to relook at or something. So I haven't started into that to mark them up, but Jeremy for last meeting had mentioned, you know, you don't want to have to excuse me.
So do we have the latest version of that? Because we had just went through that, and Jeremy also went through it, so.
Yes, they gave me the copy, so I don't know if it's the most recent.
But it doesn't have the change in it that he's talking about the attorney not being here. That wasn't...
We haven't voted to change that yet.
Actually, we have.
Have you?
Yeah, actually we did.
We voted to change that?
What we did vote is that it was going to be at the discretion of the mayor, I believe. And that
it is anyway. That's already in there.
Well, I don't know. We modified it. We did speak about that.
There's going to be several changes. Right now, just let it sit.
What I suggest is let's put the minutes of that, you know, that discussion to make sure that those changes are in that.
Why would you want to spend the money and time to change it if we're going to change it again in 3 weeks?
I'm not suggesting that. What I was suggesting is that, you know, being that we went through that whole exercise of going through, I think we spent a whole work session going through the council rules and procedures. So
okay.
My suggestion is that we go from the end result of that meeting to whatever revisions that you have.
Well, that's all reflected in what we have now. Whenever we...
When was that about, do you think?
I would say at the most 2 months ago.
End of January.
Oh, is it in January?
Okay. So do you guys think the copy you gave me, are those changes not in there?
No.
Oh. Well.
If the changes...
I don't think we made any changes. What we did was we said we need to make some changes. We talked about the fact that we need to make some changes, and we've never done it. You mentioned one of them, and that was the first meeting in January.
Yes, I thought that we did. I'm with the
Jim
on this. I think we did make some changes, but I don't believe I ever got a copy of it.
I don't think the final copy has come out. That would be coming from Jeremy.
Okay.
Probably.
Well, I need to have one that's accurate to start from.
Right.
Yeah. I just got the one that was given.
Yeah.
And I've been here 2 weeks. I'm assuming it's the one that's accurate.
Jeremy may have. We can
get that. So what we'll do when Jeremy gets back from vacation, have him incorporate the new changes so that we have one to look at and then go through it. Because some of them I might have looked at, you might have already changed them.
Yeah, because I remember working on it a lot.
Okay, that's very good. Then we'll do that, and we want to make sure you put a note. We're going to have Jeremy get the finish up, update your procedures manual based off the decisions you guys made.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there. But that'll come along. This could be in August or something.
Yeah.
Who knows when we come back on that. Some other things to streamline your meetings so that you can spend more time on substantive issues. So you will see, I'll put more things in the consent agenda. And you obviously can pull anything from a consent agenda, but some examples would be a temporary beer license for the celebrations coming up. I'm going to have to sign off on that before the meeting possibly anyway, because these things can come along. And those are just, you just, most cities would put that in a consent agenda. Such and such, who has a beer license, wants to put a fenced area in their thing for Saturday night for a dance, like they're going to do at Vic's. That doesn't really need to be a separate agenda item. Now, if someone wants to debate it because they don't want Vic's to have a tent, you can pull it. But most of the time, those things would be under consent agenda. That's an example. Just ways to speed the meeting up. Now, if it's a new beer license, like say for a new establishment, those you would want to approve. Because maybe it's a new dance club. And that's happened in Bend and Redmond. Now, it's a new dance club that's serving alcohol. And you'd want to review that. Does that sound okay? So just see more things in there. But like I say, don't hesitate to pull them off. The other thing is, a lot of times when we've already discussed an appointment or something, we put it in a consent agenda rather than to have it as a line item. You've already discussed it. It's you know who it is. But appointments to your committees. You know, like we've already know such and such is going to come on there. You've talked about it, however, resignations, the same thing. Somebody's resigning from a committee. People are free to resign from a committee. It's not something that you need a big debate on. And so look for more things on the consent agenda. Second part of that is when you do pull something from the consent agenda, normally you would debate it. You would then take it up then. You know, last time you pulled something and it came up 2 hours later.
Yeah.
And that's harder for people. So I think when you pull an item, it's already on the agenda. You don't need to go add it to the agenda because it's on the agenda. Say if you wanted to pull a temporary liquor license.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the agenda. It's met the requirements that it's here. This just simply is going to let you vote with them as a package. You then have separated it. You don't need to then go say, I want to go add it to item F 2 hours later in a meeting. Most cities would just debate it right then.
Okay.
Why, it's fresh in your mind.
Yeah,
so. Again, those are just housekeeping things to help us move along quicker and get to the real thing. Public comment time, and I've heard from talking to people that you used to have it at the beginning, and if you like it at the end, and in your policy manual, you see that's right, it says all of this in your how you operate, and those are some of the changes that I would recommend us making. But you have public comment at the end. Again, most cities always would have that at the beginning. You could have it at the end again, but because someone may be here and they've got to go home to kids, they have to get up early, your meetings take hours, and they want to come and talk about something. And I think it's nice for the public to have that at the beginning of the meeting if they choose to use it. So, you used to have it there, but you moved it.
We did because people didn't like it. They said, well, we get our comment in, and then you go through your stuff. But
they're commenting on the items as you go along anyway.
I know. So that's why at the end, we have our sign-up sheet, and then, of course, I'm really lax with that, and I call on people when they raise their hand anyway, so I don't even know why we have the sign-up sheet. But anyway, we do. We allow people to comment as
right.
We go. But then at the end, and actually what that is public comment for items not on the agenda.
That's right.
Turns out.
So the idea is that if someone came in tonight and they wanted to just bring up something.
Oh, so that's the one.
It's things that aren't on the agenda.
That aren't on the agenda.
It just gives them the opportunity to say something. No one's going to, at the beginning of the meeting, probably talk about the last thing on the agenda. They're going to just talk about something that's not on the agenda. But it's just nice for the public. They don't have to use it. But I do know that people may not want to be here from 5 o'clock to... We were here till 9:45 last meeting. And to make someone sit here for 3.5 hours... to just ask you something.
Okay, so move that to right after consent.
That's my thought.
Yeah.
If you guys are okay with it, we would just start adding that to our agenda, and then we can change it to our policies when we do that.
So do you want to remove it then from the end of it, or leave that one also?
I think whatever you guys want.
Well, not twice.
Well, just sounds good.
I think because we've been here for... Well... It serves its purpose, public comments for items not on the agenda.
Right.
So it should only have to be there once.
You know there's going to be things thought through the night, though, that somebody will have a question. So,
you know, my recommendation, because you can change this, these things aren't cast in stone. We're learning as we go, and I think we all need to learn that. That we're, you know, there's no right or wrong. If you've got 20 cities, they're going to have 20 ways of doing it. Mm-hmm. And so there's nothing wrong if you're comfortable having it at the end again and seeing if that becomes a problem. If it isn't, but at least give them the opportunity at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Oh, it sounds like you'd like to keep it at the end.
Adele and I were at a meeting Monday night, and they said it would be good to talk about things on the agenda, public comments, at the beginning, and at the end, public comments on things that were not on the agenda. And since we don't discuss, we just listen to comments, why not have it at the beginning?
Or both, like we were just saying.
Well, at the end, it's for those not on the agenda.
But that's what it's going to be at the beginning also, isn't it?
No, at the beginning, it's comments on things that are on the agenda.
No, it'd be non-agenda items. The beginning would be comments on things that aren't on the agenda.
Okay, we heard just the opposite, I thought.
I don't remember, sorry.
It's just so that if someone wants to come in and ask something. Again, it should be pretty low key. I mean, most little towns, I mean, it's just somebody comes in and they want to.
In actuality, so that they can say it whenever they want. They want to say something in the beginning or the end,
right.
In the middle, right?
That's how you do
it.
Well, we allow anybody that wants to talk on anything that's on the agenda anyway. All they have to do is sign the sheet, and they can come in and talk on it while we're discussing it, don't they? So, I mean, they have that opportunity if they want to use it. Again, it's up to the person here if they want to use it or not. I've seen our mayor address people that are not on the sheet, sign-up sheet, and let them talk also. So, I mean, I think we're pretty open on allowing people to comment on what we're doing.
But is that dragging the meeting out a long way?
No, it might be dragging the meeting, but at least you're not telling your people that you don't have a right to comment.
And that's a struggle that we've had all along, and I suspect that most cities probably do, is, you know, allowing people to have their say and still not feeling like we have to bring our sleeping bags because we're going to be here all night.
Especially if we put a time limit on it.
Yeah.
You see, if you want to speak, it's going to be 1 minute or 2 minutes, and when that time comes, then go to the next person, and that shouldn't delay the meeting very much. What's your opinion?
Well, I mean, I don't know. This doesn't delay the meeting because right now you're just making people wait to the end. I'm just trying to take what you do at 9 o'clock at night and allow them to do it at 5:30 if they choose to.
Yeah.
And that's it. Usually this is non-agenda items. I'm trying to think of an example. I've been through so many meetings in my life. I mean, somebody just wants to come in and say,
I want a stop sign somewhere.
It's some school group saying, you know, we'd like you to do a proclamation. Would you be willing to do that for us next month? They're just little things. They're not going to come up there and start getting into your agenda items because, in fact, the mayor would tell them that's on the agenda. We're going to be taking that up as item 8.
Right.
So it's for non-agenda items.
Does that clarify it, Barbara?
No,
it's okay.
Well, I've had a.
We can comment.
I've had a number of people contact me and ask if they could come to the meeting and bring something up, ask the question. And I said, yes. They say, well, do I have to sit through the entire 3-hour meeting to do this? And I said, well, yeah, it's at the end. And they never show up.
Yeah.
They don't want to sit. If, just like Don said, if somebody wants to come in and say, I'd like a stop sign, they shouldn't have to wait through the whole meeting just to stand up and say, you know, that's what we're here. We're here for those people out there. We should accommodate.
Well, then, it sounds like there's consensus. We'll do that, and then we'll monitor if there's issues.
So are we talking now about having the items not on the agenda comment at both at the beginning and the end for now?
Whatever you guys want.
I'm sorry. Any preferences?
No. To have for items not on the agenda. I think we're all clear. We do want it at the beginning, give people that opportunity. Do we also want it at the end?
I see no reason for it to be in on the agenda twice.
Not on the agenda at the beginning and agenda items at the end. If anybody comes that wants to bring something up that's not on the agenda, they should have the opportunity to do it. And then at the end of the meeting, comments on what we've already gone over.
Well, they do that as we go.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we'll... I don't know that you guys have a consensus. This should be a 30-second discussion, really. So, I mean, this is not... Adele, what's your thought on it?
I think anybody, if they whatever they want to talk about in the beginning, they can talk about in the beginning. I think that we ought to allow some time when the issue comes up and allow some time at the end.
Okay. Barbara, what was your thought?
I agree with him, too.
You guys are okay with
that's
that?
Fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. Sure. All right. So we'll have it twice. And yeah. We'll see for a few months how that goes.
We used to do that, too.
Yeah. Okay, good job. Thank you. This was a tougher issue. Minutes. Since I've been here, I mean, the minutes seem to cause controversy. And yet, you hired me to come in and try to come up with ways and things to help smooth things out and move along. So this is more of a philosophy, and I don't know what your guys' philosophy is, and I'll direct staff to do it however you want it. And it gets into minutes are subjective. Mm-hmm. Unless they're verbatim, which is a court record, word for word. Mm-hmm. Anything less than that is subjective. A human being has decided what words to leave out. If it's not word for word, somebody has decided in a 5-minute speech what paragraph or two to put in there.
Yeah.
And actually, if you took it word for word, probably 80% of what they said isn't in there. So the more you go to verbatim, the more people wordsmith. Because then they say, well, you gave me all of these specifics, but I said an it rather than a the or a whatever. So your choice you end up with is you either have to have them kind of, somebody came in and they discussed, why isn't City Hall open on Fridays till 5 o'clock they thought it should be. Or you start quoting how they said things. And when you start kind of quoting almost how they say things, then they can wordsmith it. Say, well, I didn't say it quite like that. Mm-hmm. The reason the issue is important is we spend an inordinate amount of time here on minutes. Mm-hmm. We have more people here wanting minutes quickly than probably most cities. You have a high level of interest in your minutes. So either they're going to take longer to turn them out, and they're going to be thicker, and you're going to have more people correcting them, or it's a philosophy, do you kind of summarize more? I mean, the law is clear, all you have to have is the votes, and even in your policies that you adopted here, it says you have a quorum, motions, seconds, votes, and then basically a summary of some comments. I mean, that's... So it can be everything from soup to nuts. Some cities are very brief in their minutes because you have a taped record. If you go to court, that's the record is that's going to court. The minutes are just simply the person deciding what's in there. Mm-hmm. And every city does it a little different. So what I like direction from you is, do you like them how they've been, which are pretty long, and you do a lot of correcting and wordsmithing, kind of, or do you want them shorter, and then that saves staff time, gets them out quicker?
Well, I certainly don't think we ought to transcribe them. That's ridiculous. And basically, I think a lot of our minutes are not quite minutes, but they're not quite transcriptions either. So, I mean, I feel that a short, concise minutes is all that we need. If something is really causing a problem, we have the recording. We can go in and check that recording and get the exact meaning of what was said. That's my personal opinion, having done it for a large organization. I know that you can spend hours and hours on a transcription, and you don't have to spend that much time on minutes as long as you get the basic idea of what was said.
That's my focus, is a summary. Like you said, the basic idea. And, you know, everybody's summary is going to be different, too. You know, one person's going to be a lot more wordy in their summary than another, but, well, we can... Patty will have her own style of summarizing, and I think the message, at least from Don and me so far, is to trim it down, summarize, and I have a suggestion on how to do that, and that's, you know, it used to be we didn't have recordings. You take your notes, and that's what you do your minutes from, and I suggest, Patty sits there and takes notes while she's going, while we're going, do the minutes from those notes. And then I've taken minutes for years and years and years, too, with different organizations. And I know that sometimes when I'm sitting there typing up my minutes, I'm like, oh, man, I wish, you know, how was that really characterized? And, you know, you don't even call someone and say, do you remember, blah, 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 what this was done? So then when the person who has their notes has that kind of question in her own mind, she can go back to the recording and pick up on that little bit of information that isn't quite gelling in her mind. Mm-hmm. So that's my suggestion.
Short, accurate, and to the point. That's what we need. We spend way too much time on minutes as it is. Too much time and too much paper.
Yeah, I agree. I think that we should follow the guidelines that set out in the recorders, whatever that organization.
And there's a lot of it. I went and met Eileen Stein at Sisters, and she said this mm-hmm. council right now likes them longer than the last one. It really is its art. Mm-hmm. It is subjective. So, the rules will help you a little, because we've got to meet the rules, and that's motions, so on. But it's kind of, do you want them on the shorter brief end or the longer, more closer to, because it's hard. She's then going to have to interpret that, and mm-hmm. they'll maybe make them a little shorter than you like, sometimes a little longer. So I'm just trying to get a consensus, mm-hmm. a feel for where the council is comfortable, so I can then talk to staff, and then we'll see the first time they come out in the future if they're a little different, you know. Again, that people don't need to be jumping on people over it. It is subjective, and when we go on for hours, you could have a 200-page transcript. So trying to get that down to 10 pages is hard. So
well, I think Patty's done a really good job of capturing the minutes in the style that we seem to have come to. I think that when you first got here, that controversy was because it was going to be arbitrarily changed when we had some particularly controversial meetings, that it was going to be changed up into a short summary. And I think that's when I heard from the constituents, that's what the objections were. I think if we go from here on out to the shorter version, it's going to be more efficient. I think that... That would be probably a good idea.
Well, I understood that it took Patty almost 2 weeks to type up one set of minutes, and to me, that's not the case.
No, it's probably about 1 to 2 days, depending on how long the meeting is. But it's also a lot of revision.
Well, then we didn't have minutes at the last meeting. And if it only takes 2 days, why didn't we have minutes at the last meeting?
They were done.
But there was this little controversy as to what format it was. So we pulled them all off and then decided to bring them to this meeting. But we have to also acknowledge that I think that Patty sometimes takes up to 6 meetings, if you count all the committee meetings, in 1 week.
Right.
And if you spend 2 days on 6, it's a lot of minutes.
Well, that's different than I was led to believe. I mean, I'm not
Yeah, I think that she's right. It's a day or two, and Adele, you're right. There's, with the number of meetings you have, and that gets into some of the other things here, there's a lot of meetings, the way you operate them are very official, and so then, and with kind of, if you drew a line down the middle of shorter minutes and longer minutes, you guys are going on the longer minute side. So with the number of meetings you have, it eats up the hours.
It does. Mm-hmm.
And Adele, you're also right. This meeting, because of the content of the meeting, the controversy, caused people to have a lot more interest mm-hmm. than a normal council meeting. Mm-hmm. And then I was getting hit on mm-hmm. what's supposed to be in the minutes and all of this, and I'm like, okay, we're going to talk about minutes because the content doesn't matter. I don't care the topic. Mm-hmm. The fact is, the minutes should be done the same. And mm-hmm. so I want to talk about what, in the future going forward, how do we want minutes to be? And it does not matter if it's a hot topic or a soft topic, really. So
as long as they're consistent.
That's correct.
Yeah.
The policy that I'm working with him on right now is, and then he gets into when are minutes done? People come in and demand minutes. And then I get these cell phone calls that people want minutes. And so, like I say, it's been interesting for me because I've checked in three cities and went about this whole minute discussion, and it is far more of a hot topic here. And we need to defuse that. And that's what I want to do. So what I've told them is, and it, with the way it's been explained to me by some reporters, is that the minutes, when they're done, they in fact are done. And they are available to whoever. Mm. Council members, and I'm not saying that you have done this or are doing it, council members really don't have the right to preview minutes to decide if they're to their liking. Mm-hmm. You get them when everyone in this room gets them. When they're done, and we say at City Hall they're done, they're then available a minute later to anyone that wants them. Mm-hmm. Then, if you find an error, you think you were misquoted, you then come to the council meeting and then can say, hey, I want this changed, and then you vote to do that. But there's no previewing of minutes to see if I like the quote or if I like anything. And so what I've told the staff is, she types them, gets them ready, she proofs them. And if she finds some glaring things in there, again, we're a small staff, if she, you know, they can go check something, but then when we say they're done, they're then available. Now, if they're done on Tuesday and your packets go out on Thursday, technically at that point, they're done. And anybody can have them. So one of my questions would be, do you want us, when we say they're done and she can pick them up, if she walked in the office, should we send them out to you that same day, email them? Because right now they wait and send them with your packet. Mm-hmm. But your packet could be days later. Well, because we may not have them done for this week's meeting. Mm-hmm. Like, the ones from 2 weeks ago aren't done for tonight. They're done, but we haven't.
But I can't email them, get them to Luana to look at because of our computer being
there. Right. So tomorrow, the next day, Luana will then review that. So maybe Friday, those are done. Your packets don't go out for another 10 days. Mm-hmm. So do you want us to email those then?
That would be nice.
When we say they're done and they're done to the public, would you want us to send them to you?
I think that would be advisable. I'd want them.
Why don't they go online so that everybody can see them?
I mean,
so they don't need to be sent to us. We can go online and send them.
We have at most cities, a lot of cities don't put them online until they've been approved. Mm-hmm. Because what they are is they just haven't been adopted. They're not drafts. That word is used a little too much. In some of the books call them a draft. A draft is the wrong term to use. A draft makes you think that we're going to do with the personnel policy. We're going to go through and add, subtract. Minutes are done when we release them and those taking them and she's reviewed them, they're done. We're not sending out a draft. You then can say, I disagree with this statement and want it changed. And then you have to vote to do that. So by putting them, the problem is if you put them online, and we can do that, and just say they're unadopted, and that's possible. We can just say they're unadopted. But people then start getting lots of copies of minutes that they'll read something and say, my God, it says right here, well, you changed it a week later.
Yeah.
That's the danger. So if we send it to those who want it and it's going to come out under unapproved and they've asked for them, they know it, they're a more educated person because they've asked for them. The guy who's online, they could be in another state and they're looking at them and thinking, it's, you know, either way. So right now I would say maybe we shouldn't put them online until you've adopted them. Is that?
Yeah, I think that's a good policy because it does eliminate the possibility for, or reduce the possibility for confusion. For the council, I like getting them as soon as they've been produced and then reviewed. Right, because that's when they're ready, right? Is after Luana has done her review of them. And then if we have them then, it gives a lot more time to go through our packet material. There's a lot of stuff sometimes to go through before a meeting.
And so the minutes will be falling to you kind of whenever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not with a packet.
Can I say one thing? Yeah, when I said minutes can take just 1 to 2 days, I just want to add this before you close out on this discussion. Remember, that depends on what's going on at City Hall, interruptions, phone calls, visitors, mm-hmm. other project work, committee meetings. So it's not like, you know, somebody just has 1 or 2 days to sit there and quiet. That's it. That's the only thing they can factor in. But as far as it taking 2 weeks, I don't know where.
Well, I don't expect any of us think that you're going to go home and work all night and get these minutes out tomorrow. I mean, it takes a reasonable amount of time, and I think everybody here that knows that and they're willing to go along with it.
Oh yeah, everybody's been really good.
I would personally much rather see the minutes be put in a black mailbox in a little one-line email that says you can pick them up today, rather than me have my secretary sit in front of a computer and print out 25 to 30 pages of printed material. I'd rather be able to come over here and just take them out of the box right there.
We could do both. If you want to come in and pick them up, but Adele may be working in Bend and want to get them and look at them at lunch or something. I'm assuming
you can do them both, but I would prefer mine to be in the mailbox.
But it's only going to be 2 pages now, not 25.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, I am.
No.
Well, sure. Why not go ahead and put them in the black box? Because that's how we're going to get them anyways.
Okay. Just make sure it says not adopted in bold letter somewhere up there so that if someone goes through it.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing we would get in our packet anyway, just getting it earlier, which to me makes it a lot easier to go through the packet materials. You have more time to do it in.
So if it's just the minutes, in order to save a few pennies, why put them in the manila envelopes that are not reused? Could they just be put in with our name on them? If it's only a couple of pages.
Yeah. Well, reused, I bring them back.
The minutes...
I tried that and they weren't.
If you, I would think they would just make a few copies sitting there and have it stapled and anyone can pick them up when they're done.
Sure.
And it could be a citizen or yourself. Anyone.
Okay.
You know, and I don't, Barbara, these aren't going to become 2-page minutes. I mean, I think you're going from 25 to 2. I mean, I think what we're saying is just, you know, they can be a little bit briefer is what I got from consensus, a little bit briefer. Certainly, they're not going to be cut in half. They're just going to be a little bit briefer, and, you know, it'll take us time. Okay. Thank you for direction on that. Luana, got that down?
Uh-huh. Okay. So before we conclude that discussion, I was wondering if we could also think about in the future to put the minute, the recordings on the web.
That's in discussion.
Yeah, you know, we're working, we're kind of talking about that.
Okay.
And again, I won't know when I'll get to that, but we have talked about it, and that would be great. Now, I think once we can do that, it'd be good. Especially if you have briefer minutes and if someone wants to go and listen to something specifically that's said, they can do that from home.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We should be able to do that. I think it's just a matter of figuring out how. on this email thing, it's not a big deal. I know you send out agendas of things. One of the questions was, when I was looking at our policy on public records requests, and they said they haven't really been charging it. So, but I do think if someone wants minutes, and they just want an email, we should be able to do that for nothing. Because, first of all, they're on our website. If someone said, hey, I want minutes from your July 25th meeting of 09, that's easy for staff to go in, grab it, forward it to that person. But currently, our policy says it's $2 plus 25 cents a page. And that, I think, I think it's nice to give people a way to have it for cheap. We don't need to change our policy, but I just wanted to let you know what I told them was, when it comes to minutes, you know, it's one thing if someone's coming in and wanting every file in your file cabinet, which is why you have the fee system. But we also want to try to help people when we can. And so I think, you know, making those available, email does not cost us anything. Yeah, you know, we're not wasting a bunch of paper. So
We did have this discussion before when we had the whole public records request discussion, and we're doing the policy and everything, and it was made clear then, and staff understands that they always have the discretion to not charge, and if it's something that's simple and quick, don't charge.
Okay. Council meetings or work sessions. One of the ideas I had was, again, I haven't thought of any of this, you know, I don't reinvent the wheel. I looked at how Redmond does it, and Mathers does it, and Sisters. And most of the agencies have their work sessions a different night than the council night. This idea that we're getting fed and you have sandwiches in there and you're here for all these hours, you know, that logistically is a problem for some people. And so most cities would have that work session at a different time. And what my thought was, since we have a lot of things to work on that don't really require votes, maybe if we went to the first meeting of the month was more what I would call our official meeting, where we approve bills and do most of the votes. And the second meeting of the month becomes more of just a work session. In other words, maybe if you like your 6 o'clock start, but we wouldn't do 5 o'clocks. Mm-hmm. You know, so that second meeting of the month would be mostly work session. If we get to where there's some things we got to vote on, we could formalize it. But you can do 7 to whatever you want to start them at 7, like a lot of cities, or you can do 6. But 5 o'clock is hard for working people. They can't get off work. They can't get here. They have to take time off. So my thought was, get rid of this 5 o'clock business and do either 6 or 7, and have the first meeting a regular meeting and the second meeting more of a work session or a work session only. A lot of cities only meet officially once a month of this size. Culver meets once a month. Mm-hmm. You know, and they have a K-12 school. There are 1,600 people. You know, they have about the same size staff. You know, everything's pretty similar. So it's just something, again, it saves minutes because work sessions are shorter minutes. Mm-hmm. You're not taking votes. It lowers staff costs. It speeds up. And all of this then feeds other things as we start to spend our time on things that we need to do here.
Yeah. That sounds good. Let's try it.
I like that. Yeah. I think that we're at a point in time where that's very workable, because it's gotten to where we don't have so many things coming at us on a regular basis like we used to with the whole city startup thing.
It gives us time for you guys to talk more about policy questions, mm-hmm. like we're doing on minutes. And mm-hmm. there's a whole bunch of things we get into, whether it's business licenses and utilities, and, you know, spend our time doing with planning, with zoning, sign ordinances. Mm-hmm. You know, spend our time in this environment once a month and have more of the official meeting once a month.
Good idea.
Yep. And again, we can change it if you guys decide, you know, I like having 2 meetings. Mm-hmm. You know, it's up to you. So it's.
I think if we schedule a regular meeting at the beginning of the month and then a work session for the second meeting, it's going to work itself out anyway, because after that first regular meeting, if something else comes up in the meantime that you know you're going to have to vote on, you can just add that on to your second meeting time.
That's correct.
Have a short regular meeting.
Yeah, I mean, it's still set up the same. You still notice the work session.
Right.
So, okay. Do you want to start that for July or wait till August?
July.
July.
Okay.
We don't have a...
All right. Actually, like this year, most of the time, we don't have a lot of things to vote on. But we'll do July. We'll try that and see. Now, I just let you know, I will be gone for the July, the first meeting in July, which is fine. I'll be here for the second. I'll be on the middle part of the Salmon River. Long, a year ago, pre-planned 10-day trip.
It seems to me like if you're going to be having so much fun that maybe we ought to have a fish fry here for the council.
I'll have to bring it back. Okay, so we'll try that and see. Oh, time. What do you guys, if we're going to go to no work sessions ahead of them, do you want to do them at 6 or 6:30 or 7? Whatever you guys want.
6.
Okay, we'll do them at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Perfect. 6 p.m. Okay. Did you guys get a little chart? And this is a draft. I probably will pull them back from you so that people can't run around town and get all worked up. Because, you know, this is just draft. It's a pre-draft.
Can we write that on there?
Yeah, write a pre-draft. And you can see it as a basic flow chart, and it needs a lot more work. But what it's trying to do is kind of like, what is our structure? You got the city council, and then obviously off to the side is the staff, city manager, and he's kind of over the city recorder, city attorney, and then city staff, and whatever size staff you have. The discussion was more about these committees. You formed quite a few committees, and some of them get pretty specific. What I was thinking about, and I'd already talked to the transcript, and I got that wrong, I put tag down there, I think, but I got your initials wrong on that. I thought that this transportation committee that you, what's its TAC? Mm-hmm. Transportation yeah. Advisory Committee?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, TAC. Normally, Public Works is broader, and if we made that a Public Works Committee, then as you grow over time, because you want me to set this up for the future. And so mm-hmm. when you have, if you end up with sewer or water someday, if you end up doing some parks work, and you're not going to take over the park surgery, but maybe it's an interest to town, or but it's anything almost with a backhoe, a tractor, a cat, snow plowing, it's the mosquito, it's all of those topics fall under Public Works in both cities, you know. Then, if you had police and fire, you'd have public safety, but we don't. And then, you have your planning commission. And then, I was thinking like a community and economic development committee that would work for kind of your community, your chambers, your community, your economic development, that kind of stuff. And then, underneath those committees, you can have work groups in kind of subcommittees, if you want to call it that, was the idea. And those are where you can branch off then to smaller groups that don't require, number one, you don't have to have a taper, you don't have to have someone sitting there paying them for two recordings when you start getting down into work groups. So that's my thought, is if we took, we don't need to, just this is just a thinking about it, so I don't expect answers other than your thoughts, but if we made our new transportation committee a public works committee, they take on the same topics that they took on last week, simply their title is different, because we don't have any other things. In other words, there's no more duties for them as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then take the utility, and I talked to I met with him today in Sun River, and I would like to take that group that's working on the utilities, and then they would just be a working group that we work with on to kind of start studying the utility question.
Mm-hmm.
And we would meet as just an ad hoc advisory work group
mm-hmm.
to sit around the table and start kind of looking at all the different
mm-hmm.
issues involving it. We would just find out when we can all get together, and I think the same people is fine. That's just an example, but other stuff will come along, like the parks. You're going to come to this trail grant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a few people could talk about the trail grant. And maybe it's your parks guy, Justin, and the man who's chairing your planning commission was interested in it and so on. And anyway, they then, so it's not saying that this Public Works Committee does all this work, but it's everything falls under them. You're trying to establish three committees or four committees that are kind of permanent in time that will take on all the different topics that will come and go, rather than forming lots of different committees and that require so much of our staff time and all of that. That's it, and that was a. And so again, I didn't reinvent the wheel. Every city I know of has a Public Works Committee.
I like the idea. I think Transportation Advisory Group is in, under the wrong area, though. I think that really should be under the Planning Commission.
That tag group?
It's, yeah, and I think that is part, I think that's mandatory state requirement for the zoning.
And I left those blank. In fact, I think they got like five or six committees that they have to have.
Mm-hmm. I think that Transportation Advisory is underneath.
They can go over there.
Yeah.
And then there's, I think, some more, Adele. But I didn't talk to Deborah because I thought this is pre-draft. But yes, they have several that fall under planning.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you would say under here, you'd probably just say roads. It's just basically road issues. You know, if someone's talking about snow plowing and, you know, dust abatement or gravel and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This other thing's more of a planning piece. So, but the broad concept is kind of redoing having three committees that would function a year or two or three, 4 or 5 years from now. And how you set them up with people in town and out of town, that's perfect. The numbers, I think, are perfect. So it's really almost just us adjusting our resolutions sometime in the next couple months that changes the name and its scope a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they continue like they've been doing it. And then now the only difference is this community development. Today I was thinking about community and economic development. So you'll see that on there because our computers weren't working and I couldn't go on and make the changes here. So because I did this at home. And I just put the TRT committee because like they're now, they're not even going to meet for 6 months. Mm-hmm. They're done. So they're a good subcommittee of a broader committee, and maybe some of them would want to be on a community development committee. And then economic development, these are the people working with your industrial parks and your more kind of involved the chamber, that kind of stuff. It's kind of the catch-all.
Mm-hmm.
Call it that's kind of the warm and fuzzy catch-all committee. So, do you have any thoughts on any of that, guys?
Well, since we don't have city parks, but obviously we have a parks district, were you envisioning this as like a...
You could scratch parks. I had to put something in there. It's just because the trail discussion came up. So what do you call it? I could have put trails. It's a green space at some entrance to town where you say, welcome to La Pine. It's the street lights, the decorative street lights. The chamber and the Mid-State put them up, but they're yours now probably. You own them. I don't know. It's all of that. You can put anything.
Yeah.
So I actually, first I put parks / trails, then I erased that. Then I put parks, trails, open space, then I erased that. And then I thought, now this is a pre-draft. Why am I spending 15 minutes worrying about what word is in there? We're not parks. But cities, like they've already asked me about a grant that maybe we could do for them on something at some park, Roslyn Park. We're not running parks or taking over parks at all. But this is just means it would fall parks discussions.
Yeah. Okay.
Fall under Public Works.
Yeah.
Because they're outside with.
It's really hot.
I mean, we should move it on there in some form because we should have this interactive relationship with the parks district.
Well, yeah, and these change. These little boxes would change based on whatever you're doing or working on.
Mm-hmm.
The utilities committee probably would be more permanent down there, utilities working, but a lot of those would come and go.
That's a really good idea.
Cities also have little parks in neighborhoods that are not connected to the parks department.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think Deborah has that listed.
That's
and
good.
So I think we should keep it.
We could put parks and trails or Because you're right, some of the subdivisions have built trails that probably aren't part of the park system, is that right? Like, your subdivision has a trail.
No.
Aren't you in that high-end subdivision out there?
No, I'm over at a tent.
I upgraded you.
The Crescent Crest where you go, they don't trail there. You see, that's all blueprinted by the county for trails and parks already.
But who maintains that trail?
Nobody seems to. Well, right now, I don't know. I guess it's your association.
Homeowners Association. They plow,
So, Barbara, you're right. More of those things will come up that kind of are outside the purview of the Parks District, but, so.
I think the point that you're trying to get across is here, if we have these three major committees, when those committees meet, that's when we have to have staff here to record the minutes and see that everything, that their actions are done and are typically recorded. But all of these other little groups don't have to meet that way. They don't have to worry if there's five people on the committee not to meet three or four at a time. They can meet together informally, come up with their suggestions, and then take the results of their meeting back to the committee that they're under.
And it would depend. Some of these may be because they're more official. I mean, it would really depend on a case-by-case basis, but the theory is, yes, that some of these are literally just three people sitting around a table. You know, because the thing is, what you don't have is staff. If you're in Bend or Redmond, they go out and they have staff put a bunch of stuff together. Then the staff comes in with recommendations to these committees. We don't have that. So we need an ability for three people to sit at a table to act like staff would in Redmond or Bend, mm-hmm. where we can just talk about stuff, make recommendations, then they go back to the committee, and that's where it's recorded, it's official, and then it goes to the city council after the committee. So there's actually two times or three times it'll get there. But that's it, because really when I look at these committees you've got, they're acting like staff. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you don't have it.
But we're all recorded. You're absolutely right. I think that gives that fills that hole. You're absolutely right. That is really important, those discussions, those informal discussions.
So if you want, what I would do is, and this would probably be August or something, but why? Because we can get into our resolutions. All of these exist, so it's a matter of just changing some wording, you know. And so I'll come up with some drafts on that, working with Jeremy and Luana. Luana, we could take the ones we've formed, and we could plug in these new names and save our attorney time, because we're just changing the name and some things. We'll try to do that and not spend any legal money. And it'll take us a couple months to transit, and then, but we'll bring it here, and then you guys can look at it and then vote. And I did talk to the transportation meeting committee the other night, and they seemed to agree. Barbara, you were there when we met, and you were there when we met last week. Yeah, was it the plan? I got so many meetings. It was the first meeting. They had two vacancies. The other thing is, these committees all have so many vacancies. So I thought a couple of people from the utilities work group might want to go on to the public works committee, because they actually were short two positions. They haven't been able to fill it. So we got to look at that.
Not that, I think that it would be easier maybe to recruit some people to get on some of these committees when they know they don't have to go sit through a formal meeting, that they can meet informally and come up with some ideas. It might be a way to increase public participation.
Yeah, could very well.
Okay, we'll come back with some more stuff on that.
So you got that, Brian, coming up and all those meetings.
Hey, for 20 minutes. The Jeep from Sisters, I went up and looked at it. You guys already voted to take it, I guess.
Yeah.
And so they're now about ready to give it to us. And it's in good condition, actually. Good tires. And I got in it and looked around at it. It'll work good. So the staff can use it when they're running around, or if you guys have got a meeting, if you want to take it somewhere, it's four-wheel drive, or if you got someone you're trying to take on a tour, we can get a City of Wyoming put on the side of it or something, and we don't have a logo. That's
that should be on the agenda.
We need a logo, and they tried a contest with the school. I didn't go very far, so we got to figure out that doesn't usually work too well. We need to come up with a logo anyway, So, do you guys want me to continue moving forward and get that thing?
Yes.
Okay, and then I thought I'd get, maybe take Doug or something, or Dawn, or Doug, drive him up. When I'm down here one of these days, and I have a cabin at Camp Sherman, and I maybe would drive up, you'd ride with me, and then you could bring the Jeep back.
I would do that. I wouldn't even charge mileage.
Until you, he drives fast.
Does he?
You might want to put a monitor on it.
So, you know, hey, that's all I have for our first work session, and I could have added on pages, but I think...
Okay.
Do you guys have anything else that... I appreciate your input and your willingness to try to try some of these new things. You know, it's been fun for me working here so far, working with people. And I have told people back in Madras, the people I've met have been so nice. And they're interested and they care. And it's probably different than people think. And the staff and I have had a fine time in there. And I was telling today about my new shoes I bought. We just, you know, go over all kinds of stuff. And because I threw away my shoes by accident that I had last week's meeting, because I left from here to the Sisters Rodeo, and they ended up in a black garbage sack because I had too much stuff. And I had two pairs of dress shoes, two pants, two pairs of shirts, and all that stuff, and they went out with the garbage. I realized that when I got back to Madras that they were at the dump at Camp Sherman.
So you're not going to be here for the rodeo? And
no, I won't. I have a Japanese delegation at my house for a Western barbecue. There's some. When I was mayor, I entertained about 50 of them a few years ago. And I have a house that looks out Mount Jefferson and all that. And they loved it. And so it's our 100th celebration in Madras on Saturday and Sunday. And so this Japanese delegation, mayors from Japan are all coming, and one of the requests 6 months ago was, could we go, a couple of them had been there before, could we go back to your house and have a big steak barbecue? So we're having steak and corn, and they drink. They're a fire group. So I got the Japanese at my house, otherwise I would be here for sure, and I won't be here next year.
Can we get your address?
My address? 860 Northeast B Street, you're all welcome.
Is that in Madras?
Yes, and we look out at the fireworks from my house. They shoot off down below me, and sometime, you know, I'd like to have you up. We can go do a tour. So, you know, when I became mayor last time, we went to Bend and looked at things. It was kind of fun. Our whole council went down and toured around and get ideas of different stuff. So sometime down the road, maybe we can take a field trip. We get into urban renewal.
Does that mean that all five councilors could be together at one time?
Yes, you could.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that where the Tiger Park was?
No, it's a different location.
Different location. Well, let's try it. We went through there, of course, going to Spokane.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I can't remember where that was.
That could be our first trip with the Jeep.
There you go.
Out there for a barbecue.
Oh, we're not adjourned yet.
Would you?
She said, are we adjourned?
I said, yes.
I thought she said, are we going to adjourn?
Yeah.
So, we are going to, yeah.
I have a question for you.
Okay, and I would like to talk with Adele and Rick together.
Okay.
Between meetings here, if I may, please. So, grab him real quick after this, okay. And then we're going to grab him. All right, I will entertain a motion to adjourn unless you had something. Okay.
I will so move. Second.
Move and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
After the word, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Oh, Councilor Hedges, yes.
Councilor Brown, yes.
Thank you. Meeting is adjourned at 6:14. The LaPine City Council regular meeting of Wednesday, June 23rd, 2010 is called to order at 6:39 p.m. We'll start with roll call, please.
Oh, Rick Allen, here.
Mayor Kitty Shields.
Councilor Adele McAfee.
Councilor Barbara Hedges.
Councilor Don Grana.
City Recorder Luana Nellerville.
Administrative Assistant Patty Morgan.
Thank you. All council and staff are present. Attorney Green is on vacation, probably would not have been required at this meeting anyway. Let me see. Don, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Next item is number 4, added agenda items. I have none. Nothing has come up in the meantime. Luana, anything? Okay.
I have,
back here, watch that.
Hi, Kitty. I wrote my name out there on the thing for wanting to speak under agenda 4.
No, it's
thank you.
Back up and
well, this is a new one. We don't typically add an agenda item for things that come up, you know, the council. Canada's council, but they didn't have time to get on the agenda.
So then I should have been under number 12, right?
So, well, it's actually for the council to add things to the agenda. Let's go ahead and hear it. What is it that you would like to?
I was wondering if our city has anything for health and safety. Do we have any? Does the city have any powers in that? Under that aspect, I'm only speaking because there's a place down on the curve off 97 by Gordy's that is a woodshed of wood cutting. However, they have two small trailers inside their fencing, one of them with a stove pipe coming out the window. They have never moved. We have no idea where they are disposing of their waste products or what they're doing. And summer's coming on, and it's going to be hot. And it's inside the city, and it seems to me that it should be, somebody should take an initiative and try to get that stopped. They have dogs in there, and it's a mess.
Okay. You know, in our work session, we discussed having public comments for items not on the agenda at the beginning of our meeting, and we were going to start that at when were we going to start that? Or next meeting in July. But you just kind of gave us a jump start, so that's okay.
it's just been a concern. I've been keeping an eye on it all winter, and now it's spring, and they're still there, and they've never moved those trailers, and the smoke's coming out just out the window.
And the short answer is, we don't have any.
You know, Mayor, what we could do is have Luana, we could send a note down to Deschutes County, because if they're first of all, you can't have trailers on the property. We're still operating under Deschutes County rules. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You can't have trailers on the property. Secondly, you can't have sewage, and they have a sanitarium, and that elevates up above a regular mm-hmm. nuisance. So I think that Luana, would you send a note, get the address, you'll figure out the address, go take a photo, and then we can attach it to an email down to Deschutes County and send it to sanitation and their code person. Say that there's people living full-time in two camp trailers that are probably not legal for many reasons, so on and so forth. How's that? Does that work?
And we should include the other one, too.
Yeah.
Are you available by phone tomorrow?
Sure.
So that Luana could get more information from you if she needs it.
Sure. She can't miss it. It's right on.
I can take a photo with my cell phone and email it to you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, again, I think that whole thing is Georgia's property.
So you're the first taker on our new policy.
My phone number is 541-508-0328.
Okay. And thanks for bringing that up. Did anyone else have anything?
Well, I have some too. Two items. We need to discuss legislative priorities to turn into LOC, and we need to discuss some economic development ideas for the Cocoa Group.
Okay. Legislative priorities. Okay, so that'll be 11A and 11B. What was the other one? Second one?
Economic development ideas.
Economic development ideas.
And I'm thinking that maybe it would just be something where I would kind of come up with something and then bring it back to council.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll discuss it under item number 11. Okay. Okay, then we'll move on to item number 5, consent agenda. Anyone have any concerns, questions, comments on anything in the consent agenda?
Yeah, can we move the April 30th meeting to the next April 30th special emergency meeting minute to the next meeting? Because we have a lot of meetings to look over, and I just didn't get to that one yet.
Okay. Kind of surprised that's the oldest one, but that's okay. We'll move it. Anyone else? Anything? Doug?
Not for me, thank you.
I do have a couple, I don't have all these or anything, real quick things on, and a couple of the minutes.
Mayor Sills, while you're looking on the May 13th special meeting, page 5, number 7, the first line says that there were 3 names presented, and actually there were 4, and there's 4 listed.
May 13th, is that page 5?
Yes.
And where is that?
On the center of the page, under 7, Roger Jordan recommended 3 candidates, and it was 4, and there's 4 names listed.
Oh, okay. So, that's right. Okay, well, we need to make that change. Thank you. I did not pick you out on that. I did notice on the May 12th minutes, page 4, we did have direction given to staff that is not included in here. And that was at the time, Patty, was about 53:30 to 54:42. We need to add under the public safety discussion that city recorder was directed to check into the possibility of presence of sheriff's patrol at the Highway 97 Reed intersection during key crossing hours. Does everyone remember that? Is that accurate? Well, it's on the recording. Couple other things that decided aren't that important in that 7 minutes. May 24th minutes. Page 3. The very bottom. The last line should be that Councilor McAfee called Mayor Shields and asserted that she, Mayor Shields, agreed to call an executive session. That little word asked changed the whole meaning of what I was trying to convey there, and I did say the word asserted. But on the next page, the first full sentence, she said the actions of Councilor McAfee, second full sentence, Mayor Shields said that it was inappropriate for Councilor McAfee to tell her that she agrees to call an executive session regarding Councilor Ward. The way it was worded actually changes the meaning.
So how would you like it worded so I can get it just right on there?
Okay, you can find it on the recording. This is what it said, that I thought it was inappropriate for Councilor McAfee to tell me that I agree to call an executive session. Not that I should agree.
Thank you.
It was stated that I do agree. Oh, in the same minutes, page 9, there's a statement in here that has no context to it. It just kind of comes out of nowhere. That's at the bottom of the page, at 0157. Mayor Shields stated that she is not resigning, and blah, blah, blah. I think that needs the introduction. Otherwise, it just doesn't mean anything. And that was that Vicki Jackson stated that I should resign and that Adele should be mayor. Otherwise, the reader is just left wondering why that was said.
Actually, it was due to the situation, the failed situation. I said that.
But Patty will go back and make sure that the context is there that surrounds the statement. Statements. And that's all that I have. Is everyone in agreement with those? Is that the way you remember it? All right then. With the removal of April 30th, 2010 special emergency meeting minutes to the next meeting, and with the corrections to the minutes, to the May 12th and May 24th minutes, as requested, I will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
And May 13th.
I so move. Well, oh, and I'm sorry, and the May 13th. Special meetings. Thank you, Laura. I'm sorry.
I so move.
It's been moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Councilor Brenner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Council. You're so used to starting that you just threw it in when you're at this end of the table, huh?
I'm still at the end.
That's okay.
Maybe it's the front, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Are your rules to call a roll call vote every time?
Yes. No, well, no, the rules don't say that. I just got into the habit of it. Especially since we started doing the recordings, it just seems to make it easier.
Your policy said that it don't.
I know. So that's another thing we have to change. If we want to keep doing it that way. And I don't know how, I just somehow got into that habit. And stuck with it. Okay, number 6, resolution 2010-09, municipal city services. Resolution declaring municipal services provided by the city of La Pine. This is a requirement of the budget document. Every year we do have to adopt this resolution stating declaring the services that are provided by the City of La Pine. Again, it's just it's part of the budget document. Is there any discussion, any questions? Lana, if you would read the resolution by title.
Resolution number 2010-09, a resolution declaring the municipal services provided by the City of La Pine.
Right, I will entertain a motion to adopt resolution 2010-09.
I would so move. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor McPhee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Councilor Brenner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Mayor Shields, is there discussion on the sign-up sheet for that?
Was it budget. Resolution 2010. Oh!
Sorry.
I was looking at it as just as the budget portion. I'm sorry. Mr. Martinez. You ready?
I'll pass, thank you.
No. Okay.
Thank you.
Can I study?
I'm not always very good at that. I notice the people out there waving their hands. Okay. We will move on. Yeah, wow, you didn't sign up.
So I know.
I know.
Can I just ask a stupid question? Since I'm not a city employee, when we do this resolution, and the city's been doing it, probably knows the answer, when like other districts are providing services like the sewer district, and we have an IOG, is it IOG?
IGA.
But in behalf of the city, does that constitute a service the city's providing?
Evidently.
Yes. Oh, so it is, yes. Okay.
That's
my question.
Yeah, obviously, because I think that was a requirement to incorporate.
Right.
Okay. And they had this IGA from the beginning, hadn't they?
Mm-hmm. That's
a good question.
Good question.
Okay. All right. Number 7. Resolution number 2010-10. Did you say pass on all of those, Stu?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Again, this is part of one of the things needed for the budget document, and this is just a resolution declaring that we elect to receive state revenues for the fiscal year 2010-2011. That's it's corrected on the official document that I'll sign. It's not printed right on the document. So, is there anyone who does not want to elect to receive these state revenues?
Were the resolutions included in the packet?
Yes.
Oh, shoot, I don't have mine. But that's okay.
You want to look at it?
Is your cigarette beer tax?
Okay.
Every city has to do this every year. Because I guess some other city gets it if you don't want it.
They do. We have to officially tell them that we, yes, we want this.
I don't know, ODOT money may be in that too. I'm not sure exactly what all fits under that.
But it is. Any other questions? Discussion? All right, Luana, would you read the resolution by title, please?
Resolution number 2010-10, a resolution declaring the city's election to receive state revenues.
Thank you. I will entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 2010-10.
I so move. Thank you.
That was second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Councilor Brenner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Move on to number 8. Resolution 2010-11, resolution making appropriations. And again, this is one of those things that we have to do for our budget document. This is telling how we appropriate the tax monies that come in. Any questions? Discussion? Wait, Luana, would you read the resolution by title, please?
Resolution number 2010-11. Be it resolved that the City Council of Lapine hereby adopts the budget for fiscal year 2010-2011 in the total of $935,850, now on file at the Lapine City Hall.
Thank you. Well, that's right. It's a resolution adopting the budget. Excuse me. Okay. And making appropriations. So, I will entertain a motion.
Oh, do I need to read further? I need to read the second part, shouldn't I?
Oh, okay. I don't think you need. Well, go ahead.
And furthermore, making appropriations, be it resolved that the amounts for the fiscal year at the beginning of July 1st, 2010, and for the purposes shown below are hereby appropriated.
Okay.
Those are appropriated amounts.
Okay. So, I will entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 2010-11, the resolution adopting the budget and making appropriations.
I so moved. I was second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes. Mm-hmm. Councilor Hedges, yes.
Councilor Cranner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Council. Move on down to LGPI membership. Rick Allen will present that for us.
Not that we want to belong to a lot of things, because there's a lot of things to belong to. But the LGPI is a good one, and especially I think why we're building our foundation here. That's the Local Government Personnel Institute, and they are a stepchild of League of Oregon Cities. They probably have their own LLC and all that kind of stuff, but that's where they're housed and they're kind of with them. But if you'll notice, if you look at the cover letter, if you go down, it's really human services, where we don't have where we're trying to get into personnel policies, handbooks, job descriptions, and everything. What these people do is they'll review them for you. You get 1 hour, first of all, you pay this annual fee of $545. With that, you get all their stuff, but you can call on any topic and get an hour free of legal advice. And they'll do it. We could send our draft to them. Now, if they go beyond an hour, they have attorneys on their staff. And this is all they deal is with personnel, and they're $125 an hour. And you can see they'll review your personnel policies, revision your job descriptions. They can look at wages compared to other cities. We said, hey, we'd like to know what cities of 1,500 or under 2,500 pay their city reporter. They tell us. They send us the name of the cities and what they pay. And they do that kind of stuff. They'll do the no-cost technical assistance to help us through any labor issues, you know, where we can run things. I can run them by them. Or even if Jeremy works on it, you sometimes could have a double check. Because when you get into this labor stuff, it's real dicey. So if you have an internal issue, as you see the last one, they'll do an investigation, unravel the things that are going on, maybe internally in your office if you're having some problems. So, you know, they're only going to work for an hour for free, but then you're going to pay them. But that rate is less than we pay our legal counsel. And this is all they do. Mm-hmm. And I just think that this first year, at least while I'm here, while we're setting this up, it's a good buy. And lots of cities, I don't know how many, but it's well over half belong. Adele may know. I bet the city of Inn belongs, but they may not.
I don't think so.
But Heights, you know, Sisters, and mm-hmm. those kind of places all belong.
So, I have a question. Do we get 1 hour on each one of these?
Any topic. It's a different, in other words, if we called, say, to look at this, they'll look at this for an hour for free. Then we said we'll work on job descriptions. They'll work. Now, they will give you an hour. It's not an hour a year or an hour a month. It's per topic that you're working on, or project, or issue.
So if we have 20 topics that we call them on, we can get free advice, actually, for
yes.
$500.
And, you know, we'll see how it goes. Uh-huh. You know, it's $500. I figure we can get our $500 worth this year. So, I put that before you, and, you know, it's just kind of a judgment call. They are with the league, and they're a good group.
I think it's a good idea. So I'm on board.
I am too. Sounds good.
I
I agree with Joe. I think it's a good idea. It's a well spent $500.
Yeah. Does look like a no-brainer, doesn't it? Barbara, did you put in your two cents?
I did.
You did? Okay. You're all for it?
Yeah.
Did you say yeah?
Yeah,
I think it's a good idea. So, is this, is it like an annual thing? Is there a sign-on date, or is it just whenever you...
It's actually July 1st, the new year, so we're starting that. So.
Oh. Well then, there is no further discussion. When we become a member, I would entertain a motion to pay the fee and become a member of LGPI for the 2010-11 fiscal year.
I so move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Ward, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Councilor Bannon, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Rick, for bringing that to our attention.
Oh, you're welcome.
Number 10, trail grant application.
That, we're not going to apply. That went away. That popped up before I kind of got handle on it. And the chair of the planning commission, what's his name?
John Thomas.
John Thomas. You know, I got a lot of people I'm learning here, and so it's safe. But anyway, him and I talked, and then Justin Cutler at the Parks District, because it involves parks and trails, and that's what gets into almost a discussion a little bit with what's our role in parks and trails.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, first of all, they're only giving 2 to 4 grants statewide. They need to be very well thought out. The competition spheres. It's to, you know, cities with plans of connecting urban, their, like your subdivisions to your downtown to the highway. It's an ODOT thing. Bottom line is we don't have a trail plan.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you have to get easements through these properties. Where are these going?
Mm-hmm.
There's just a million things wrong with it. And Justin's response to me was, you know, they want a trail. We'd all like a trail here, and they like a trail plan. But they said they're busy with other things, and so it's not at the top of their list. So we do it on our own.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know, we're quite busy doing our thing, and the chance of being successful would be almost nothing because we have plenty. And the deadline's July 9th. So anyway, they met. The two of them actually had a meeting yesterday. Then they both called me today and said, not the right time. Something for the future. I think it's an annual grant. So,
you know, along those lines, though, before you got here, and if you want me to bring these subjects up, like between you and I, or just let me know. But so before you got here, we had a council meeting, and I had given Deborah 2 ideas of grants.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of did the late work on, and it looked like that they were pretty good fits for our community. But when was the June 30th deadline? Do you know if that ever went through or what happened?
I don't know anything about it. What grant? What is it?
This one is called the Transportation Enhancement Program. And then the other one was the Pedestrian and Bicycle Grant, which would... pay for like a section of sidewalks. And this one, because at that meeting it was Dawn, Barbara, and I had a meeting, and then we was consensus of council that we were going to see if these were viable actually and go forward with these. So I don't know what happened to them.
I don't know.
Are you talking about the April 28th meeting?
Yeah.
The one that you did with those 3 council members?
Yeah. So the one that you know?
Let me see those. You know, lots of these grants come along, and one of the things is you're just now adopting your TSP. Mm-hmm. A lot of this stuff, once you have your TSPs, your transportation system plan, once you have all these, then you start applying, and then they refer back to the TSP. I think a lot of times it's hard to get competitive grants when we haven't yet done the planning. You guys have, like tomorrow, there's an ODOT tag meeting, I think, and all this. So because you're so new, we don't have zoning ordinances, you know, we don't have the TSP. Mm-hmm. That it's hard then to reference back to in a competitive grant, like the sidewalk things. I mean, because what you will do eventually, you will come up with where are your safe school routes,
right,
all those things. And then once you have your safe school routes identified, then you start applying for these. Our problem is between now and 5 days from now, what are our state, I don't know if you've adopted state school routes here.
We have not.
So
I've been getting it up forever.
Yeah, so I think when we did move down this TSP thing, and that's probably a year-long project. So, I mean, that's the hard part for people, because you're building a city from scratch. It's like you're building your foundation, and we're building our foundation, and people, it just takes time. So the good grants, actually, I'd love to see an ICT grant down on Huntington that would do sidewalks, brick pavers, curb flares, and you know that you're the only city that hasn't had that from California to Washington. I mean, you basically start up at Marl has one. Culver is just being bid out. It's over a million dollars of brick pavers and curb flares through town. Madras has one. Redmond's had one. Grass Valley has one. So I think that we can make a great case in the next couple of years for some of, and I don't know exactly what all these are, but, you know, we can start squeaking and getting our stuff. But I think it's going to take a while to get these plans. And and there certainly is no time between now and the 30th. But yeah, there's $17 million on this one.
Yeah, those are...
This is a good program here, and a lot of cities have gotten money from it. So definitely we need to do it. Yeah, landscaping, scenic beautification. And when I was looking at all your goals, your strategic plan, and this one that this RACA group, or what are they called?
RAC.
Yeah. This group, I didn't even heard it until I came here. This group, they just did some prioritization. There's lots of people at a lot of meetings here. They plan lots of stuff. And anyway, inside that, it talks about the whole beautification and all of these things. So this is the funding source when we get there.
So how often does that come up?
Probably annual.
Do you know about that?
Well, you also have to be on the STIP. The statewide transportation improvement plan. The STIP is how you'll get your traffic signal at First Street. That's the street. You'll get your traffic signal.
It's coming.
Yes.
I'm doing okay on it. When you get your traffic signal at First Street, you know, we get the TSP done, then we can get into the STIP and start squeaking a little at the COAC meetings, which is the Central Oregon meetings.
With ODOT.
Then I think we can maybe get our traffic signal. We've got to get their damn list. And that takes a few years.
I think we are on the list.
We want to find out tomorrow at that.
ODOT has $400,000 designated for that.
One to three at the ODOT building.
That was last week, wasn't it?
Well, maybe it says the 23rd or
24th,
but I'm confused easily.
I guess it's tomorrow.
So I think, you know, this is the kind of stuff that we will be able to, but we're maybe a year out on a lot of this because we're still...
We need to get safe out to schools.
Yeah, and that's a very good one.
Yes.
I don't know if the schools participate.
They do. Yeah. So we need to see the other schools together.
Well, my half time is full for that. And maybe Debbie applied for one of ours.
And that brings up another question, is that I thought that, you know, we had designated some funds for consulting services. Mm-hmm. And
you know, I thought that maybe that is a little...
That's run out.
It's run out. Okay.
And that's something...
So
that
for next
be,
year?
That's something that needs to be discussed, too, because Deborah's being asked to do stuff, and...
Yeah.
You know, that needs to be a work session. I talked to Deborah. I met her in Bend, and they say that I don't know the particulars of all this, and
right.
She's being paid to do the zoning ordinances, mm-hmm. but then they were paid something to do some other stuff, and they're kind of doing it, and so I hear it all the time, when someone will say, well, have Deborah do it, I'm sitting here thinking, well, that's a little bit like the attorney, you know, the clock, although she's not billing us, but that's going to something, so she does want to talk to us about that.
Okay.
And I don't know what you want, so maybe that's a whole work session item.
Okay.
With her here, find out.
I think we do need to do that because...
Several contracts are coming due, Ilana told me today, our bookkeeper. And so I said, well, start getting that stuff together, and I can work on that in late July, 1st of August, start working on those
contracts.
Things. And I don't know how many other contracts you have. So... start going through those that are expiring or expired.
Okay.
This deal got me back tomorrow.
Tag.
Mm-hmm.
I had it on my schedule for last week and went down there and
I got an email from Sunny today. It is tomorrow.
Oh, well, we weren't getting emails for 3 days, so I used that notice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we know.
I got it.
Okay.
So, Adele?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Okay, we'll move on to number 11 then, other matters. And you have 11A, legislative priorities.
Mm-hmm. This is the LLC group is asking for legislative priorities from the city. And I'd like to start that discussion with everyone.
What do they want?
Well, it's actually, they probably need it pretty quick. There isn't really a deadline, but we're getting to the end of the request period, I think. Probably the middle of next month, first Monday of next month.
Is this from your Central Oregon Cities?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to this?
Mm-hmm. And then the other one. So legislative priorities, then we would probably have to identify a problem and think of what the legislator could do to try to alleviate. We might not have anything yet, but these things we should start thinking of a broader scope and more broader ideas is that, you know, if we can't do it this way, well then maybe, you know, we can ask Gene Wisnett or something to help us facilitate a way to get to our goal. So this subject might be a little premature, but this is how I would like to move into the direction of thinking. So while I was thinking, let me put this one on you. So, economic development ideas. And so we should start thinking about that. And just so that we can kind of put this in perspective, is that, some of the bigger cities like Redmond and Bend actually have had many meetings with their staff and came up with some really good ideas and plans and just to put us in perspective of how we should be functioning or moving in that direction.
Is COCO going to prioritize the list or is every city just
no everybody's going to submit it? I'd like to see that.
Yeah, right.
Was there a due date on that?
At the same time, that next COCO meeting.
Okay.
Could you give some ideas on economic development ideas? What that would entail?
Let's see. Well, actually, that brings me up to the what I was going to explain at the council comments, is that I attended a very interesting meeting with the Deschutes Economic Alliance. And what this is, it's a grassroots effort organized by private sector businesses and community leaders that are seeking a common objective, coherent vision regionally for Deschutes. And the team consisted of these nationally and international experts. And I think this was their second or third visit. And they had a lot of preliminary ideas. They were hired to do by the private sector. And then, which is kind of interesting because this usually comes from the government and then out to the private sector, and this was kind of opposite. So people are trying to think of out of the box to stimulate the economy. Dan was there, and Clint DeBone was there, and actually it was a very good meeting, and a lot of good ideas came out of that. But I thought it was kind of funny is that what actually came out of, you know, these international experts was the same ideas that came out of our little meeting with the RCAC group, which was that to capitalize on the tourism and to have this regional buy-in for something called like customer service. It's almost like when you go to Disneyland and, you know, when you go to Disneyland, you know you're going to be treated well and you want to go back there. And it's going to be fun, it's going to be hassle-free. And it's kind of the same concept, except that we all have to regionally do that, so that this can be, you know, one of those places to go. So, and I thought that was funny, because that was your idea, Dan.
So with all these ideas that they came up with, do they have a plan? Are the ideas going to go somewhere?
Yeah, I think that they're going to have, you know, a pretty comprehensive plan on how to get there. And but then later on we met with people from Sun River. And, you know, they have their act together. You know, they have their economic ideas and their things. But what I got out of that meeting is at the end of the meeting, instead of saying, well, Sun River needs, they were saying Lapine and Sun River needs to be recognized. And so that was great. Didn't you say that, Dan? Did you notice that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so legislative priorities. The message is if something pops into our head,
So we're going to have another meeting. Yeah, we're going to have another meeting prior to the COCO meeting. So let's bring back maybe one idea each.
Sounds good.
By the next council meeting?
Yeah.
Some way the legislature can help us here.
Yeah, well, I think that what I would do is like to find a need and then feel why aren't we achieving that goal? Could the legislator help if, you know, they passed a bill or something? Probably one of the much like our, if we have to go to the charter member that way.
Yeah,
it's kind of the same idea.
Well, you know what I think? Yeah, there's a couple of ways. One is, if that came up, we would go to Gene Wisnett or we would go to Chris Telfer, Senator Telfer, and talk to them about, you know, trying to introduce something that's kind of specific for us and then lobby that. You know, I mean, when you get into the priorities, I mean, there's kind of a global priorities and then there's the specific, because an example is, I mean, the share of revenue you just approved tonight. There's going to be pressure to raid those pots. So a priority for Lapine, but it's a priority for Portland, it's a priority for everyone, is to not let them take our tobacco and alcohol, cigarette, all that stuff. and there'll be pressure to do that. So it's not glitzy. And I can tell you with a $2.5 or $2.8 billion shortfall, it's going to be a back-to-basics legislative session, you know. So you could start all over the place with, you know, different things. But, you know, I mean, you know, if they were to take that, we'd lose thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
That's pretty direct. So I don't know what the legislature, how that's all going to rule out. But, I mean, I could come up with ones for transportation, special public works, if you ever have a utility, you need those grant and low interest loan possibilities. That fund has been cut from economic development. The list really goes on. So it's like, so I don't know if you're talking about some little things specific to Lapine, which could be the charter issue. If we need something, it could be something else.
Yeah, because we are paying dues to the COCO starting this year. So we might as well get our money's worth.
Yeah, and was Doug Riggs there?
No, he's on the phone.
Yeah. You know, we have Doug Riggs as our lobbyist, and the big cities kind of end up...
Yes, they do.
...running that show.
Yes, they do.
Okay. Anyone have any questions of Adele on that? Anything else, Adele?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Item number 12. You will see that we have a podium here. I would like for anyone, we're going to try this now, do this from here on out. Anyone who has a comment, please step up to the podium once recognized. And limit your comments, please, to, I believe, our viewers say 3 minutes. Is that what it's always been, one is 3 minutes?
No.
I guess so.
So, does anyone have anything?
Can I recover, Dave?
Yes. Dan Marco. 51600, Pembra, Pine, Oregon. We talked about LTAG having a meeting about the Desert One. I can't remember on the email. But they are looking for a new leader, a chairman, to help with that. And so if there's anybody that could consistently help. Sonny's having a hard time managing that and getting the communication out and making sure those meetings happen. So a volunteer to help chair, that would be really helpful. On the following up on this issue, it's economic alliance. The tourism industry thing is something I think that probably would be easy for Lapine to improve on. We've kind of talked about that some, but as an industry, like you said, even international folks are saying that's our best shot because we have so many resources and we're so attractive and we already have some momentum going there. And he said rather than reinvent the wheel or try to get something going that's not going, utilize and make better what you already have going. And so when we start moving in that direction, I think anything we can do, and if we can get protections or win a piece of pie for TRT dollars somehow, or anything we can do, maybe the legislature can help dice up that pie different. I don't know. But the other thing, with COCO, and I don't understand it too much about the concept of having the legislative visitors come here. I mean, I remember we heard something about it, but even just an invitation would help maybe Lapine be a little more visible. So I'm thinking if we can have a friendly invitation or whatever, make it go at it, even if they don't come or whatever, I think it would be help get their attention. It's that squeaky wheel thing. And then I'm excited to hear more about what Rick was talking about the other day about the renewal process and how we can improve the downtown, because that's our biggest need. We've talked a lot about, you know, the sidewalks, Huntington, and 10 years we've had a plan, or probably more than that, of beautifying that downtown Huntington corridor. We even have drawings and everything available. They're still on the internet if you look. So that's kind of in place. Probably wouldn't take too much to shine it up and put it in front of somebody and see if we can get some bites to at least do something, some portion of it. Look, like I had one other. Gene Resnick made a comment at the economic session yesterday in Sun River. There's, in the legislature, there's been some people proposing that Oregon may have to, or maybe should, consolidate some counties or unincorporate some cities if this budget thing keeps being a problem, if our economy doesn't come back around and that kind of thing. And he seemed fairly serious about that being a real possibility. And I know that Lapine right now, we aren't offering every service in the world, but we're also not extremely challenged financially, I don't think. And so I'm just thinking we need to be a little bit guarded about how far we leverage ourselves out until we kind of get through this, because it would be a shame for us to be one of those cities that, you know, became unincorporated. Anyway, it's kind of, Gene was kind of, he said he didn't want to appear negative, but he was a little negative about the forecast of the economy. So. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Right.
Hi, Nikki Jackson, 17346 Mink Court. Rick, I totally agree with you about a logo for the city of Lapine, and we had brought that up a long time ago. And just like the Lapine Chamber, I mean, they're really good at identifying who they are, and you could actually maybe combine that with the chamber, because we've got the 100-year going on, so we can, you know, identify ourselves. And then, really, economic resources, I totally agree with Dan. We're not taking advantage of our natural resources. We have so much out here, but to try to find it, or even have them connect, or like Sun River, I live in Three Rivers. So my community really is Lapine. I started my business here in real estate. But I do live Sun River, and I know Sun River takes advantage of every opportunity. And there are people in, we say, Three Rivers or Sun River that would come to Lapine, because, of course, Sun River doesn't have everything. But that's something for the future. And I know that I've been told to call my jets of illegal bills, you know, since I've been investigating since November. And I just, I know that you just got started, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And I know the bills are going to come down drastically.
I have not called or emailed our attorney since I got here.
Great.
But we have had some correspondence on the charter discussion,
right,
as to this outside resident thing. But
right,
other than that, no, I'm listening to you.
And I just had a couple of questions, and it's just some ideas. Now that you're here, I was wondering, have you given a directive to your staff as far as checking with you, run things by you first before they pick up the phone and call Jeremy or email them?
They've been doing that.
Okay. And then the second thing is, when I have gotten some of the attorney bills and I was going through them, and when you look at a lot of the charges, there are a lot of charges that are not city staff or council, but they're by people outside the city. They could be on the committees. They could be even your zoning consultants. When she asks questions, it gets billed to the city. And I didn't know if maybe you had some thoughts on that, so that, you know, you would be able to be in control of your legal expenses. Just ideas.
I'm going to be in control as I can of the legal bills. I mean, obviously, council members may be calling them, and they don't tell me about it.
Right.
But because they're free to do that. They're elected.
Mm-hmm.
I work for them. But, you know, as far as citizens should not generate a legal bill.
Right.
In other words, Jeremy shouldn't take the call, basically. I mean, citizens can't call and then starts our clock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we will send the bills to him. But I think on the legal bills, they're going to come way down.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
going to
come way down. And so what's in your budget, you know, it's going to be, you know.
And
we're going to spend some because of our policies and some things we're doing. And this charter, you know, we got to get our charter, and that's going to take some legal bills. But compared to where I think you've been, we'll see what the June bill looks like. If it's for June work, which you get in July.
Right.
It should be quite a bit different.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you help the city succeed. And then when you get back from your vacation, I think you had mentioned you'll be in Tuesdays, Wednesdays in the office, or will it be Thursday?
What I'm looking at, depending on if I have something else I have to go do, but beyond that, what I'm looking at is, when I was looking at my calendar, and I plug in all of these committees.
Mm-hmm.
And Wednesday is the key day, because that's when we meet. And so then I plug in all of these, you know, little committees and different things. And so I kind of looked at if there was like two or three of them on Tuesday, And then we met on Wednesday, I come Tuesday, say, wait, then if I noticed them on Thursday, or I'm going to skip the Tuesday one, then I come Wednesday and go to Thursday. That's actually how I'm doing it. If I've already been to the one, I may skip it and hit a different one. But that's what I do, is I plug every committee meeting on there. And it's like, I cannot go to everything where everyone wants me, but it's like Coco. And tomorrow is in Moffitt. Well, I didn't drive from Madras to come up here to drive back to Moffitt. So, and you know, the other thing is, if I spend, say going to Coco, I'll go to, like, maybe the next one.
Okay.
So you guys will have to help me if you want me. But basically, I try to prioritize, because if I go to Coco, even though I'm in Madras, I could have went up there and then you spend an hour or two and you come back, but it's 3 hours. If I was to go down to Moffitt, it's another 3 or 4 hours. Well, you're only paying me for 20, mm-hmm. and I'm spending 10 of them just to two meetings, and I've accomplished nothing but sat in a room with people,
right.
Which is all part of networking. But, you know, I talked to lots of people on the phone today, and I can talk to Doug Riggs, email and everything. It's quicker rather than to sit there. And so what I'll do is I'll go down to one of the Moffitt meetings at some point when I'm in Madras. Then I can just run down there, and that saves a whole lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, Vicki, your points are all good, and that's what I'm trying to do. So I usually tell them if I'm coming on Tuesday or Wednesday, like I'm going to be here tonight, and I'll be here all day tomorrow. And then I do take my raft trip. Everyone, it's okay. I'm going to be on July 10th to the 18th, so I missed the 14th meeting or whatever it is. And then I'll be back and ready to roll.
And one of my personal things, I like to learn how to do grants, and I have to figure out if I have to go to school for it, if there's online help, because, you know, there is money out there if you know how to write the grant, and I guess you have to administer it and all that good stuff to help our communities.
You know, most grant, I think Adele probably, I mean, a lot of times these grants, some of these little grants aren't that complicated. They're just kind of fill out forms and, kind of getting the plump out there. And I think you guys have done a good job in the past getting some.
Yeah.
We can do a lot working with the chamber
I'm
back here.
I'm going to work with Dan, because I think that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Vicki. Anyone else? All right then, we will move on to number 13, committee reports. Do we have any committee? Gloria?
I'm Gloria Fleming, Planning Commission. Just a couple of things. We met last week and we were talking about, we've been talking about attending some workshops and things, but the main thing that I wanted to talk about was Deborah and James are at most of our meetings, and they're the ones that are really helping us and giving directions. So if you guys have a meeting where you're going to be discussing about what they're going to be doing, and we would like to be a part of that so we have an understanding, because we're asking them to do things too, and we don't want to exceed, you know, what they're supposed to be doing. So maybe we could, you know, the Planning Commission could be, or at least representatives could be there too at that meeting, so we could discuss what, you know, what we'll be able to do.
Yeah.
The other thing, Dan was talking about the beautification. I'm wondering if there are groups out there that are working on what they want Lapine to look like. I'd like to see some presentations to the Planning Commission, because that's been one of our things. What does, you know, what do the people of Lapine want to see? Because that will determine some of our ordinances and zoning and that sort of thing. So I would like to you know, encourage anybody to make some presentations to the Planning Commission so we understand what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
We also really want input from the public. Usually the public comes out when there's something we put in an ordinance in zones that they don't like. But we would like to hear from the, you know, from the public what they do want. So we would encourage you to come and talk to the Planning Commission.
Excellent.
Yeah. Have you guys ever had a Planning Commission council meeting? Together?
No.
That's something we could do maybe in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
That happens. A lot of cities will do that. And since you're new, I mean, it'd be really good. But, you know, we actually, it's a full meeting and we put them there and you guys here, and you can have a planning commission council work session to talk about what you expect, what they expect, where they think they're headed, and goals. Just to,
that's a good idea.
I think that's a great thing to do.
Yeah.
And get summer out of the way, and then get people.
So we have been having some city councilor members come, you know, to the city council, people there, so that's been great.
Thank you, Gloria. Mm-hmm. Anyone else for a committee report? This is not the meetings that you attend as a representative, but if you are part of a committee and you have something to report, anyone?
Well, we had our utility committee meeting, and I thought Ted was going to be here, but he's not. At that meeting, we talked a little bit about the loans. Donna was in attendance, so she was able to provide a lot of information on loans and different ideas. We talked about obligation bonds and all sorts of things. We also talked a little bit about a pro forma budget, maybe as a as an outcome of the committee. But generally, it was just a lot of general discussion. We're also going to, what we did is we got the resolution and disseminated what the charge of the committee is so that we can start doing that. So it's going to be very specific as to what the council had decided in that resolution that was the charge of the committee, and then we're going to identify those and in some sort of report. So that's kind of where we're headed.
Okay. Other committee reports? All right then, we will move on to the staff comments. Juana?
I passed out a letter that I wrote for the League of Oregon Cities and just wanting some feedback so we can get it into the mail. This one. The thank you letter.
Yeah.
So.
The one thing I noticed was that I think we all kind of had this suggestion and wanted to do it, but when Adele made the suggestion, she thought maybe all the counselors should sign.
Oh, on this one?
The thank you letter.
Okay.
Isn't that what you had in mind?
Oh, that would be a good idea. I don't think I said that, though.
Somehow I was thinking that. But I thought I got that from you.
That was on his contract, I believe.
Okay,
I can change it.
It doesn't matter because, you know, I just think it'd be nice. And also, that's what I thought I got from you.
And, we've been having some major problems with some spam coming in, taking over the computers. Tony was here tonight, and he just got it all cleared up finally. So hopefully we're on email again.
We didn't even email, I just checked, and we were back on email. So
it's kind of peaceful without it.
So, anyway, that's been kind of what's going on at City Hall for the past 4 or 5 days.
That all? Patty?
Nothing, thank you.
Rick?
Alan Under called me, and he's going to set up like a lot of their department heads or something, and I'm going to go meet, and we're going to kind of have a little round table about all the things that they are working on or doing here. Mm-hmm. And so that was very nice of Alan. Roger Jordan and I are going to meet next Tuesday night here. We're having dinner. And while I'm gone, I don't know if we'll put it on to get it adopted or do it in the next, but we have to sign the 911 agreement. Deschutes County is going to take over 911 as far as the management because they've had the personnel problems, and they have a user board running it, what's the administrator's name, Canner, Kramer?
Dave
Canner. I never met him. Dave's going to be now the boss of the administrator. And so I talked to Andy Jordan today and that it's a new, they're starting to change all the stuff. And we weren't a city when it was signed probably before, is my guess. And so we're a signatory, there's a place to sign for the mayor. It doesn't cost us anything, we don't provide police or fire. Our 911 money that comes in is automatically taken or and given to Deschutes County because they do it. And so, and we, a little bit of it, we're kind of just an afterthought in it just because we don't. But the thing is, someday we may have a policeman or we may have something, but so it's nothing, it's we need to sign it, the other cities are all signing it, and all the fire districts. And I got that email to me a couple days ago. They'd like it done in July, so it could be you'll be getting that email to you just to look at it. And if you guys would, you could do it in the July meeting when I'm gone, especially if we're going to only do one meeting. Mm. You could authorize the mayor to sign that. Okay. Like I said, nothing for us to do. It doesn't cost us any money. It's really kind of keeping, getting things working better at 911. I guess that's...
Okay, so we would need to make that authorization now?
It's for your first meeting in July. We can email that out to you next week and so you guys can look at it.
Okay.
Again, maybe it's not...
We will be available for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we're going to change the 911 agreement when we don't...
Yeah, right.
So, even if you find something wrong and that wasn't real big, I would suspect you never signed it.
But that was nice of them to add us.
Yeah.
And I stopped and talked to, some committee members today on the way in. So what I've been trying to do is get some of those people to call me.
Okay. All right. Number 15, council comments. Do you want to start, Councilor Ward?
Well, I really don't have anything to comment on for the last 2 weeks because nothing's happened, but I would like to publicly congratulate our budget director on the wonderful job that he did on our budget for the third year in a row.
Thank you.
Yeah, very well. That's it for me.
All righty. I don't have much either. It's been kind of quiet and peaceful. I did go to the Water and Sewer District meetings. It's kind of business as usual.
And I went with you.
Yeah, Vic was there too. Water District is still in the throes of trying to get more water rights. They're a little bit closer, but that's still like counting your chickens before the eggs are hatched. So. Not anything especially new and exciting to report there, and I have not been to any other meetings or anything that I remember. It's been 2 weeks since the last meeting. Anything could have happened. I only remembered it yesterday.
So I went to COCO, and of course it's doom and gloom about the state budget. 9% cut across the board. September, additional cuts. They mentioned something that was kind of alarming, that, as the budget declines and people are grabbing for the money, is that, well, one of the examples that they used is that the state police always had that run checks and when they stopped people within the city limits, they would run a check. So now what they were trying to do is to have that charge go back to the cities and have them pay for those checks. So I think that was stopped, but it kind of like sets the tone of how things will probably be going. They talked about the DWA MOU. And they're going to have a ceremonial signing at 10 o'clock at the county building. They'll announce it.
What issue?
Deschutes Water Alliance.
Is
there a date for that now?
There's a date and I didn't write it down. I'm sorry. I'll email you. Just be there at 10. But they're going to have, it's going to be a ceremony. Okay, and then I talked about going to the
the Shields Economic Alliance, the Utility Committee. And that's it for me.
I was a little disappointed tonight to hear something come up about our committee or our attorney charges. Now, I've been on the council since December, and I've heard a lot of people complain about the charges that Jeremy has made. I have not seen one person bring to this council a charge that says, this was charged and I don't think it should be, and ask Jeremy to give us an explanation. And I don't think it's fair. I thought that it was all over with the article came out on the newspaper. I talked to Scott Hammer tonight when he was here. He told me that he went through everything and he could find nothing wrong with the charges there. That's what he told me. And we were standing right out there talking, and that's what he said. And I think it's about time to either bring the stuff out and let Jeremy explain it or drop it. We're ready to go on to a new year and a new era, and we've got a new budget to go by. Let's just forget it and go on. Otherwise, bring the charges out and let it be explained in front of everybody here. Thank you. That's my comment.
Thank you, Doc. Anything else?
I'd like to comment. I think that there has been kind of like a misconception as to, I think the objection is to the amount of legal bills, not to the quality of work. And it seems like when the discussion comes to council is that we kind of confuse that point. And I don't think that, I have never said that I question any of the quality of work, but I'm questioning the amount of work and how we use them. But you know, that has been taken care of. So, but I don't think that we should confuse that.
Well, the question tonight was a specific thing. She didn't like what was charged for something. Has anybody talked to Jeremy to find out why the charge, who he talked to, and why there was a charge to the city? I mean, either it's something that should have happened or it isn't, one of the two. And if the community is not happy with what's going on, then they're entitled to an explanation.
Well, see, again, that was, I think it was a charge. It wasn't the quality of the work. And I think that we really have to be careful on saying it was the charge, it's not, and it's the amount of charges, and it's how we have administrated the use of the legal services.
But the question tonight was a question of whether he should have been even talking to somebody, right, or it should even be billed to the city. And I'll tell you right now, if it shouldn't be billed to the city, I'll be the first one to vote against it. So I think that if there's a complaint like that, should come to the council, and we should ask Jeremy for an explanation. Otherwise, drop it. One of the two.
I agree. Vicki, very quick, please.
Well, if he brought my name up, I think I should be able to respond.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
First of all, I didn't say I didn't like what Jeremy was billing. I just said there were some charges on there that are from people outside the city council and the staff. And I do have some of the attorney bills, and it's not that Jeremy's work is not the quality that you should be getting. I'm just, and I've already said it before, many times, is that he's been asked to do things like a manager. Now you have the manager. So like Rick said, we're hoping that we'll see it less as of July.
Okay, we will. I never did hear Don say anything about, you know, anyone questioning the quality. I think you're all talking about the same thing.
Yeah. I think so.
We're talking about the same thing. And you know, we just need to drop it. And you know, unless you do specifically wonder why did this person call him and you want an answer to that, you have every right to that answer. But you should go to City Hall during business hours and you know, put that question forth. Otherwise, yes, we're on a whole
new call, Jeremy.
And we need to just quit rehashing all of that stuff and see where we go from here. Councilor Warren?
In,
unless there is a specific billing item that is in question, then if there is, it needs to be brought before the council for explanation. If there is not, it's time to put this attorney bill stuff to bed and don't bring it up anymore. We've hashed this thing around for 3 months. Time to stop it. We have a new budget. We've reduced the attorney fees. Now it's time to move forward and forget this stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. And I say it's time to get out of here before 8 o'clock.
Yep.
So,
that's great.
I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I would so move.
Nobody else wants to adjourn? Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Manchin, yes.
Councilor Ryan, yes.
Thank you. Meeting is adjourned at 7:56.
I have a question. 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 I have a question